When the Bath County Board of Supervisors met on Tuesday evening, towards the top of the bill was presenting resolutions honoring two local volunteers who gave selflessly to this community. The family of Mr. Leonard Neal, a founding member and longtime chief of the Burnsville Volunteer Fire Department, was present to receive the proclamation in his honor. The resolution for Mrs. Mary Atterton will be given to her in a special gathering at Piney Grove Baptist Church on Saturday, November 18th. In the first opportunity for public comment, Phil Deemer of Preservation Bath announced the kickoff meeting for the survey of the villages of Warm Springs and West Warm Springs as a Virginia Historic District. He was pleased to present the county with Preservation Bath's share of the cost of the survey and noted those funds had been a gift to the nonprofit last year.
We also would like to acknowledge the money that we received in 2016 from a business in Warm Springs, the Warm Springs Gallery. We were the designated nonprofit for the Plein Air Festival, which is one of the most wonderful things that happens in Warm Springs and in Bath County in the fall to bring in visitors from all over.
Mr. Deemer also had some good news for those concerned about the indefinitely closed Jefferson Pools. While waiting to learn what the Omni Homestead's plans for the pools may be, at least one architect has looked closely enough at the structures to figure out what the scope of the project is. That report
says that much of the original fabric of those buildings is still intact and can be used. That's very important. And secondly, in order for the work to be done properly, the buildings do not need to be deconstructed. In fact, should not be deconstructed. In order to apply for and receive both federal and state historic tax credits, they should be restored intact. They may need to be braced or worked, but they should not be taken down and rebuilt.
Another item was a request for support from the Omni Homestead Corporate Management regarding additional transient occupancy tax, known locally as the lodging tax. Members of the lodging community were assured earlier in the day this increase will apply only to the homestead, but first must be approved by the state legislature. Mike Smith, Executive Vice President, Real Estate and Development for TRT, described deferred maintenance at the resort and the need for capital improvements as the main reasons for proposing this solution.
In the last 4 years, we've become familiar with the operations of the hotel and the facility itself. And we have an understanding of the capital needed to bring that property back to its iconic historic nature. What we have been looking to do is to find a way that it makes sense as an investment to continue to invest in the property. And one of the things that would assist that is the proposal that we wanted to make today.
The board voted unanimously to provide the needed local support. If approved by the General Assembly, the funds generated by the tax would be administered through a three-part performance grant agreement between the resort, the Board of Supervisors, and the Economic Development Authority. The intention is the roughly $70 million generated by this increase over time would keep the homestead, quotes, viable for the next 30 years, end quotes. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.